Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from the University of Central Florida, offering their Master's of Science in Data Analytics program. Designed to enhance skills in data analysis and machine learning, the new Artificial Intelligence track offers specialized courses to deepen understanding of AI technologies and their applications. More at ce.ucf.edu/data.
I'm Sharon Stone. This is Engage from Central Florida Public Media. It's springtime and the birds abound. Central Florida Public Media's Kayla Kissel visited the Audubon Center for Birds of Prey to learn about Central Florida's newest avian residence.
If your neighborhood suddenly sounds like a daycare with wings, that's because it kind of is. It's baby season, and across Central Florida, young birds are starting to leave the nest, which means you may be spotting more fledglings on sidewalks, in backyards, or even parking lots. But before you try to step in and help, wildlife experts say there are a few important things people should know. So we headed over to Audubon Center for Birds of Prey in Maitland to see what baby season really looks like behind the scenes. Since opening in 1979, the center has treated and rehabilitated thousands of injured raptors every year, from vultures to hawks, giving sick, injured, and orphaned birds a second chance to return to the wild, or a second home for those who can't. But from mid-March through late July, things get especially hectic. Baby bird season means a constant stream of tiny patients coming through the doors. The staff and fleet of over 100 volunteers spend months assisting orphaned birds around the clock and preparing them for life in the wild. Quinn Garrett is a raptor care assistant at the center.
Baby season is a lot of fun. It is also very busy. We get a nice variety of patients, from eastern screech owls to barred owls to red shoulders to all the eagles. Everybody has their own specific diets, different medications if they come in with internal parasites. Just a lot of care required, but we love to have them.
Inside the center's clinic, one of the biggest goals is making sure these birds don't get too comfortable around humans. If they start associating people with food or safety, surviving in the wild becomes much harder. That means staff have to disappear into the background, literally.
So we wear camo to avoid showing any kind of human interaction with them, to avoid any type of imprinting.
Even feeding time is carefully choreographed to convince the babies they're still being raised by birds, not people. Sometimes that means staff members hide behind camouflage while adult bird calls echo through the room. Other times it means feeding the birds with puppets. And Katie Warner, the center's director, says they're not the kind you find in a toy store.
They are real specimens that we've turned into puppets, so they really are mimicking the adult of that bird.
With approved permits, the center uses preserved specimens mounted onto feeding tools to imitate the look and movement of adult birds with food.
We play adult calls and we feed them food because when in the wild, they most associate with their parents when they're calling and coming back to the nest and bringing food. So we try to mimic that time out in nature.
Right now, the center is seeing a wave of baby red-shouldered hawks coming in, while eagle season is finally beginning to slow down. They're also caring for several baby barred owls with help from two very special foster parents named Phil and Hitch.
Phil and Hitch are quite unique. It's actually two female barred owls, and they're excellent parents. We discovered this, you know, a couple years ago when we tried and put some baby barlets in with them to see if they would help raise them, and they do a fantastic job.
Back in the clinic, Garrett says while working at Audubon, she's seen the resident barred owls help and care for orphaned babies the way humans never fully can.
Once they're all done in the clinic, receiving any kind of treatment that they need, we'll bring them out to our nest box with Phil and Hitch. Phil and Hitch will get food dropped and they will bring the babies the food. They'll shred it up, they'll feed the babies, they'll come out of the nest box, they'll protect them while they're in the nest box, they'll fly around, show them how to be a barred owl, basically, without any type of human interaction.
She says even with the puppets and camouflage, nothing replaces the real thing. And while baby season fills the center with tiny patients, staff say not every bird people find actually needs rescuing. Sometimes young birds are simply learning how to leave the nest. So what should you do if you come across one?
So if they do see a baby on the ground or out of the nest, definitely call your local wildlife center to get their input. Sometimes the baby could just be on the ground because they're branching, or they could be some underlying reason, but it's always good to check and make sure.
By the time late July rolls around, staff members here say they are exhausted, Food costs have tripled, and the hours have simply piled up. But as director, Warner says for the people caring for these birds, baby season also brings something else.
It's just a feeling of accomplishment and knowing that you're giving back to the community and helping Florida's land, water, and wildlife, connecting birds and people so that people feel part of a bigger part in the ecosystem.
While baby season peaks here in Central Florida, we'll have more information on what to do if you find a baby bird and how you could support the Audubon Center for Birds of Prey in Maitland at our website, cfpublic.org.
Kayla Kissel filed that story from the Audubon Center for the Birds of Prey for Engage. What kind of birds are you seeing in your community? Are you setting up feeders and birdhouses in your yard? We'd love to hear about the birds you're watching, and better yet, pictures of your feathered visitors. You can reach us by email at engage@cfpublic.org. Engage is a production of Central Florida Public Media. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. Richard Copeland is our senior producer. I'm Sharon Stone. You can reach us anytime with questions, comments, or story ideas. Send an email to engage@cfpublic.org. Thanks for listening.